At 6:22, this is KERA News. I'm Justin Martin. Students across North Texas walked out of school today as part of a nationwide effort to remember victims of gun violence and advocate for stricter gun laws. At Flower Mound High School, students actually had the day off, so instead of doing a walkout, they showed up on a lawn in front of the school. KERA's Stella Chavez stopped by.
17-year-old Jennifer Nichols didn't want to spend her day off sitting at home. She said it was important for her and her classmates to walk onto campus to send a message about gun control.
We are here today because we know that we are not powerless. Despite what a handful of adults may say, we have a voice. And in the face of injustice, those voices may quiver, for we are young, but we are not afraid.
Nichols read from a speech she wrote. About 15 of her classmates joined her outside the school. She singled out gun lobbyists and gun advocates who have criticized students in recent weeks. She says she supports the Second Amendment, but also legislation that makes it harder to purchase guns.
They call us the generation of mass shootings. Tomorrow they will call us the generation that achieved common sense gun reform, and the National Rifle Association will shake with fear. They say we are uninformed children. But when our school uniforms become the blood of our classmates, we are forced to grow up.
After Nichols spoke, the students spent the next 17 minutes sitting on the grass in silence. Every minute, she read the name of one of the 17 victims of the high school shooting in Parkland, Florida.
Alyssa Alhadef, 14.
Anjali Raghavan, who's 17, hopes these walkouts inspire more students to advocate for themselves.
As we grow up, our generation needs to become more and more politically active and needs to take a stand for what we believe in, because that's how change can be impacted, and it's through our young voices.
Stella Chavez, KERA News.
Monday is the deadline to register to vote in the May 22nd primary runoffs. There are several races to decide, including the Democratic nomination for governor between former Dallas County Sheriff Lupe Valdez and Houston businessman Andrew White. Early voting begins May 14th and ends May 18th. Disney Studios recently launched a contest to honor Ava DuVernay, the director of A Wrinkle in Time. They were searching for the country's next visionary filmmaker. The winner, a 19-year-old junior from UNT. In this week's State of the Arts, KERA's Ann Bothwell sat down with Sierra Boniface to find out how she'll use her $100,000 prize and what it's like to meet Oprah Winfrey.
Sierra Boniface, welcome to KERA.
Thank you for having me.
Because you won the contest, you got to go to the premiere of A Wrinkle in Time. So which was more exciting, meeting Ava DuVernay or Oprah?
That's a really hard question, because, you know, I've really looked up to Ava a lot, but I've also followed Oprah for a long time as well. I guess Oprah, just because I never would have even imagined to meet her. So I think that was really crazy to be able to see her and hug her, and she was very nice.
Did I read that Ava DuVernay had been following you on social media?
Yeah, I would send her, add her some of my work even before all of this happened, and she responded to it a few times. So it's crazy to think that she remembers me and enough to handpick me for this contest.
What does she mean to you?
She's a huge inspiration for me, because there's not a lot of Black women in the film industry. I feel like I now have a chance because she's out here doing all of this and opening new doors. She was the first Black woman to have a $100 million budget, and she was the first for a lot of things, actually. That really just inspires me to keep going.
You won $100,000. What are you going to do with that money?
I'm using it to fund a feature film.
And what's that film about?
The film is called Skin Tight, and it's about a woman. Well, the entire town seems to know about her being stalked, and there's a deeper meaning to why she's being stalked there.
But we can't find out what that is until we see the film.
Yeah.
And you won a car, too.
Yeah.
What were you driving before?
I actually didn't have a car. I had actually lost my car because someone had ran into me. My parents were trying to figure out what to do about that. So it's crazy that this happened.
You were 7 when you and your family left New Orleans during Hurricane Katrina, and you guys evacuated to McKinney. Do you see yourself ever drawing on from your experiences in New Orleans and your family's experience in New Orleans in your work?
I actually use it a lot as far as just like my characters, but I also am writing another film later on that I want to do sometime down the road. It's like a horror film, and it's about this girl that has to evacuate and her past follows her. I like putting my experiences there because New Orleans has so much culture and so many things that you can tell about it. And my family have a lot of memories there, and I have some memories there. I was really young, but I have some.
For so many people who want to be filmmakers, it takes years and years and years just to get a foot in the door. What's it feel like having this experience at 19?
I thought I would be one of those people who would have to really start off and push for it. And the fact that this happened has helped me so much. Is not only I can like fund my feature, but I have people I can ask in the industry already that, you know, can help me and help me get my foot in the door a little faster. So that's really crazy that this happened, that it's still just really mind-blowing to me.
The name of this contest is The Next Visionary Filmmaker. Is that a lot of pressure?
Yeah, like when I was there and, you know, they would mention me winning an Oscar and all this, it was almost kind of like a lot of pressure as far as I really got to make whatever I do next has to be really, really great. I mean, I have confidence in it, but it's just very like, it's really crazy that all these people are watching now.
Sierra Boniface, thank you so much and congratulations.
Thank you. Thank you so much.
To watch a video of Sierra meeting Oprah and Ava DuVernay, visit artandseek.org. And finally, let's end the week with a little polka. The Big Squeeze statewide accordion contest is tomorrow in Austin. It's at the Bullock, Texas State History Museum. One 10-year-old contestant in the youth category is ready to show off his talents.
Okay, my name is Ricardo Cabrera. I'm 10 years old, and I play an accordion, and I'm a fourth grader. I see my first accordions. Well, I was like an age like 7 or 8 years old. The Conjuntos Festival in San Antonio. There's like a little tiny park over there, so I just went over with my little brother. And I saw a restaurant that sits accordions. So I went in there and I picked one accordion. That accordion was red. Start playing and people like it. I was almost like 9 and a half, and we went to the guitar center, and I seen accordion that is the black one, the Black Panther, and I like it, so I started playing with it since September. I signed up at the Big Squeeze and I made it to the finals. The Big Squeeze is like, it's a polka festival. So we play some polkas, norteños, and tejano. It's all about how you play and how do you do, what you dress up with, and how you smile. You gotta smile, so that's how you win the Big Squeeze. And you move your body like you're dancing. My name is Ricardo Cabrera. I'm an accordionist.
That was 10-year-old Ricardo Cabrera, an Austin finalist in the Big Squeeze Texas Accordion Contest. Mostly cloudy skies in store for us later tonight. There's a 20% chance for showers, a low around 54. And tomorrow, an 80% chance for showers and storms with a high in the mid-60s. At 6:31, this is KERA News.